You're still listening to Pulse, and it's now time to meet Moses Okile Ebukorite. Ebukorite is a journalist who fled his home country 8 years ago. It was after he published a paper on a land deal scandal questioning Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni's involvement that the Ugandan military raided his office. He was lucky to be out of office at the time of the raid, but Ebukorite saw that Uganda was no longer safe for him. He then managed to leave for Germany, where he has since been living. He is currently taking part in a workshop in the Deutsche Welle Academy for journalists who have fled their countries. I got a chance to meet him and first wanted to find out what it was like being a young journalist in Uganda 8 years ago.
Basically, when you come out from school and you join the media to work, you have all these ambitions, you have all this the ability to, the strength to want to create some change and to be part of this media landscape. But then it was really about a lot of challenges, especially when it comes to investigative journalism, for instance, where I had a lot of interest. Faced a lot of hurdles, especially intimidation and all this kind of censorship and all this kind of things. So it was really tough being a young journalist in this country. And I guess the situation still continues up to today for many.
And now it's, like I said, it's been 8 years since you fled the country. What have you been up to?
I have been trying to publish here and in conjunction with the local newspapers, writing stories about Uganda, basically, and highlighting the plight of journalists in Uganda and press freedom and all these kind of things. This is what basically I've been doing all along, and I continue to do up to now. When I get I have platforms where I can publish. So I'm quite lucky to do that here, that I do that without censorship.
Now, with the rise of social media, what can you tell us about the situation in Uganda at the moment when it comes to social media use?
Just like any other media platform, yes, it's booming because Uganda has a very young population that is actually using social media, access to phones and so on, internet and so on. They're really using a lot of social media. But then there's an attempt by government always also to clamp on social media. It is soft because they know this is where a lot of young people actually hang out. And this is where a lot of young people can access something different from what we get from the traditional media. And remember, we also have a very young population in Uganda, actually. So it's quite a threat to government in a way. This is how they look at it. So I can say there's a lot of attempts to clamp down on social media because you've heard of people like Dr. Nyanzi, who is a social media. She was arrested because she's criticized the president and the first lady, and all these kind of things, and she ended up in prison, and being produced to court. And we about people like Tom Voltaire calling a TVO man who he's like a ghost in government eyes. Who's, they say, is like a whistleblower, revealing government secrets and so on, and they're looking for him up to now.
So what do you think could change the situation in Uganda when it comes to press freedom or social media use?
Yeah, for the young people, actually, I know for sure from my experiences that actually using social media is very important, especially for the young people. It's one of the best platforms that they have, actually, to air out their voices, to discuss issues and maybe try to create change. So embracing social media is the best thing that they can do in comparison to the traditional media where there's quite a lot of censorship and all these kind of things. But I mean, with time, I only have hope that actually the media landscape in Uganda will change in a way. But right now, we don't have that much hope because actually Uganda keeps dropping from the press freedom indexes each and every year. That means things are really not getting any better than now.
And what advice could you give a young person in Uganda who is aiming to become a journalist and is hoping to be able to speak out?
Yeah, my advice to them is that do not be intimidated. We all know that media is very important in nation building. If you want to contribute something to your nation, do not be intimidated to do that. Find every possible means you can actually to create change and to say something wrong. If something is wrong, say it. Show it out. Or say something which is right. They shouldn't be intimidated. They shouldn't have that fear. Because these are our times that we live in, and we should be part of our times. They shouldn't be dictated to us.